Brother Chuck, just let me make this point.
Sure.
I think that there's a divine order in verse 21 that very often as young people we reverse. We want to be used of the Lord before we purge ourselves or cleanse ourselves. And what happens is we put forth a very hypocritical image. We have a face that is seen when we come together. And then there's a different face when you're moving around in your daily life. These things can't happen. If we follow this order where we cleanse ourselves, and an adverse in Psalm 119 verse 9 is a verse that we should know by memory. And I love to think of the fact that not only is water used, but there is the cleansing agent. You know, and I speak this reverently, the Spirit of God using the Word of God on our lives. Because the thought here is that there has been some defilement because of the mixed company of things. And therefore, if a man purge himself, he shall be a vessel unto honor. And then when I am a vessel that is clean, I am now in a condition where when the Lord wants to use me, he can. You know, it's again like the cabinet that we store glasses and dishes. We don't leave dirty dishes around and say, oh, someone is here, let me clean them. No, you look in and you take a clean vessel, a clean dish, and it is ready immediately to be used. And it says that that vessel, you and I are then prepared unto every good work. And I say this by way of encouraging us as young people. We know that in this period of your life, you have many challenges and many temptations. The world is pulling at you. And yet you have got to be able to understand the need to be clean, to separate from things that are unclean, that will hinder the Lord's willingness to use you. But if we think that we're going to put the latter part of the verse first, we're going to find that we're not going to have much success. And then I think in the next verse, he tells us the formula, if you would, for really being in a cleansed position. It says, flee also youthful lusts. And you know, this word lust brings to mind the thought of a passionate desire for something. And here it's not something that is good. And it touches the things that are most real in us. And young people, we have said these things over and over again. I think we will always say them. When you are home and you're combing the internet, the things that you buy out of the stores, that you listen to, the music, the words, what are these things? What is the impact on me? How are they then worked out in my life? And the adult Bible study are taking up the thought of the theme of Joseph. And when Joseph was challenged, not that he had a desire for this woman, but when he was challenged, he took flight. He ran away from these things. And so for us as young men, and I speak clearly to young men who function, operate in a different manner than sisters do. We often operate based on what we see, the visual. And it's the hook that the enemy gets. And you know, sometimes it's not even that I went looking for something. I live in a county in New Jersey that's called Middlesex County. And I was looking for some information about a service that was provided, and I put in Middlesex County. And besides the website that I was looking for, there must have been 10 websites that were connected with sexual this and that. So you may not be going looking for something, but the moment then that you click on that other site, the enemy has you. And you fall from the purity of the mind to this addiction for pornography, this addiction for what is lustful. I think it's in the book of James, it says that lust, when it is finished, it brings forth death. So these are things that are real that we have to flee. Don't play with them. Don't think that you're greater than them, that you can handle them. They will, like Samson, put you on a downward road. that when it's done, Samson was in the house of their God, and they rejoiced that a man who was a Nazarite, who started so well, Nazarite from birth, that he was in the dungeon of the God of this world. Flee youthful lust.
You are making the transition now, Brother Polony, from that first section now to verse 22. Is it okay if we just stand up and sing one verse?